Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, the show that takes a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I'm Rubik.
And Tim Kalfakis.
What is up?
Ooh, I froze up for a second there. Yes.
No stylies on the Kelpie Cordial episode? Wow.
I was just like so thrown by you being Rubik.
Yeah.
Mike, that requires a little explanation.
Yeah, that does. That's why I said it, because I want to get into it. So there was a...
Cool. It was kind of like a cold open. You wet our whistle for it.
Yeah. And now, because I want to bring up something I want to talk about. There's, if you go on YouTube, in the 80s at some point, there was a TV show, a Saturday morning cartoon about the Rubik's Cube. And the idea is you get it all in the opening. It's the Rubik's Cube came down from space or something like that, and he is a... becomes friends with the kids, and the whole song for the opening of the show is they're saying Ruby, Ruby, and it's like he's our friend. Ruby helps us. Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
By the way,
end. Yes,
he's a cube with an alien face and like hands and feet sprouting out of it.
Yeah,
so it's like they did start with a Rubik's cube, but then they plopped a face.
Yeah, and so then they're saying Ruby, 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 always Ruby throughout the whole song, and at the end. You know, he kind of shows up and he says, I'm Rubik.
Ah.
So who's Ruby? We're all wondering.
Yeah, who was Ruby the whole time? Just some other person that's not in the show?
Just somebody else. maybe it's his nickname, but he is Rubik is who he, what he says.
My best guess, a punk rocker like me, I'm thinking, Ruby, 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 yeah. Ruby, Soho, destination. Yes. We gotta become punkers, man. When are we gonna?
I'm trying. It's just
Tim. We're trying our hardest.
I just don't. I have a tough time cutting all my leather jacket sleeves off.
I know that. I also have had a problem like a guitar. I'll pick it up and I'm like, I'm gonna play a few punk power chords. But then what do? Mixolydian scale.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more. I mean, it's sonically, it's more pleasing to the ear. Sonically.
One time I walked in, you know, Hanford and I used to live together, Tim.
I've heard of that, yeah.
One time I walked into his bedroom and I caught him stitching his jeans back together, the holes in his jeans.
No.
I said, don't tell anyone about this. Oh, God. I can't do it anymore.
If Tim ever saw that.
Oh. Because you made a big show of ripping them in front of me. I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't even care. I can't go back in that mosh pit, Jeff. They're eating me alive. There's a Rancid song called Sidekick, maybe?
Time Bomb.
No. Yeah, that's a good one, too. The one's like, my name is Tim, I'm a something sidekick.
Yeah, Tim Armstrong, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
They're good.
Yeah, they rock.
We played a show with them.
Certainly
the rock
did.
And roll, what is it? Rock and Roll Carnival.
We did. Mm-hmm. It was billed as Tim Armstrong and Friends, so it might have been... Maybe not all the Rancid people, but yeah, that was fun.
I think that there was a little, who's the other guy? Lars? I feel like there was a Tim and Lars reunion at that carnival this year.
Oh.
Ooh.
It was a charity event.
Yeah, it's like a fundraising event.
Fundraiser.
Muzak.
Yeah, that's for music education in schools. They do a lot of good work over there, Muzak.
Yeah.
They should do a thing where they send us around to schools to sort of sit the kids down and be like, here's an eighth note, you know, man.
Oh, I thought it was going to be, I thought it was going to be one of those scared straight things. Like, don't end up like us kids.
You want to look like me? I have to host a podcast.
Don't end us up like us. 3 albums in 3 years, touring, our own podcast. Wait a minute. This is how pretty fucking awesome.
Kings of the sea, man.
We're high up in the Yellowbird tree.
Follow me, kids. Women want us and men want to be us, man.
Let's go, kids. Let's go, kid.
They charge out of the school with us like the new little Pied Pipers. Punk Pipers.
Yes, that's how it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it were to be, it would be as that.
That's why we don't get invited to schools to talk to kids about music, because they will take them out, show them what they're about.
What do you say we get into some booze news?
That seems fine.
Sure. Top of the show.
Seems appropriate.
That's what we do.
Hit it!
Ooh. Sick.
Chills.
Gail. 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 Wow.
Gail.
It's God's news, you crazy, sweaty, sexy sons of a bitches.
What was that last part? I feel like a spell was cast on me.
It sounded like speaking in tongues, maybe.
Was it a different language? I couldn't tell.
Maybe a little Latin.
I heard Sons of Bitches, I think.
I'll tell you who would know. Jesse Lyons, who sent us that booze news theme. Jesse Lyons from the Guy Talion's Eating Italian podcast.
Ooh,
Jesse. If you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. To anyone who doesn't know, Gail, of course, is a current teen pop star, 17-year-old sensation that has captured our hearts and the hearts of the nation.
Oh, people know about
her. Yeah, and if you've never heard of her, check out one of her songs, A, B, C, D, E, F, U?
U.
Is that the real one? It's called A, B, C, D, E, F, U? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know what Gail's getting up to, check out the last couple, I think three booze newses we talked. There's Gail Watch 2022 happening. None of that today, unfortunately, but
that's sad.
They're keeping up on all things Gale.
Chopter Copter still down?
A lot of stuff happened this week. We couldn't get out and do it.
You know, I was talking to a friend of the show, Neil Campbell, and he pointed out to me with what's going on in the world today with fuel, the gas prices and stuff like that. It's kind of an interesting time, Mike, that you chose to launch a Chopter Copter into the skies.
Well, our budget is humongous. I mean,
and you have to spend it. Like, you have to spend every dollar that.
Yeah, spend it or lose it. They say.
Oh yeah. Mm. So said, you're left with no choice.
They said, spend it or lose it, and you break it, you eat it. So I said, all right, we'll.
Oh. Okay.
Kale egg rules.
It's the kale egg rule.
Top story on booze news today. This is just a very specific little thing that happened mere days ago that just made me feel like when we get, it's going to lead us right into the drink of the day, and it's going to make you feel like we are locked in on the zeitgeist. Okay?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
If it's about monkey gland, I'm going to like throw my chair out the window.
Okay, well, don't worry about your chair or window, because it is not about monkey gland, but Captain Morgan... Mm. Spiced rum has released a new flavor. That's not like this happens a lot.
Release the flavors.
Yes. And which is funny because their competitor is Kraken, and then that would be more of a... Anyway.
Ah. Yeah.
This flavor of spiced rum that Captain Morgan just dropped, cherry vanilla rum.
Yeah.
So when you want to talk about... We haven't gotten there yet, but when we want to talk about a podcast, the cocktail podcast that's sort of inventing drinks, and you want to talk about taste trends, certain flavor profiles that are sweeping, that are in the zeitgeist, on the tip of everyone's tongues, we are in lockstep with the culture. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I like
you
that.
You agree?
I agree. I almost, this is one of those things that, you know, you kind of step back and look at the timelines of things and you say, maybe we are sort of dictating the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe they're chasing us now. Maybe they're...
It kind of is so weird because we started this show and we said, let's hold a mirror up to society.
Mm-hmm.
And then what has happened, that kind of mirror is sort of...
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
The mirror is holding... Well, the society's holding the mirror to us?
It's sort of a... No. It's like a rotating 360 mirror.
Yeah.
Mirror.
That's a mirror. This happened with the... The same exact thing happened with the crack-up kid.
Yep.
Miranda brought it to us. We started saying it. Boom. All of a sudden, there is a little video of the crack-up kid. He's grown up.
Huh.
Hmm. TikTok, eh?
All of a sudden, he grew up?
He wasn't growing up before we came
Seems
along.
A little convenient.
He was doing that thing where he wasn't eating any food or getting any exercise, so he wasn't growing up.
Yeah. They said, oh, shit, I got to respond to this video, but I got to grow up first. It'll be weird if I'm not. I'm talking about Osmosis Jones in that old clip.
Damn. Well, I get a little...
They will expect me to have aged. Go ahead, Jeff.
I got a little piece of booze news.
What a teeny piece.
You know, it's not great, but I feel like we do cover this sort of activity on the show. This just came across my desk today, and so I'm spitting it out to the masses, good, using my platform to shine a light on White Claw once again.
Oh,
my God.
New flavors.
Oh, boy.
When any of these drinks kind of get far enough along, they start to have to like create new combos to keep you interested. So these are sort of a collision course of different flavors they're coming up with. It's called White Claw Surf. The four flavors are Citrus Yuzu Smash.
Okay.
Tropical Pomelo Smash. Watermelon Lime Smash. And Wildberry Acai Smash.
Oh. God, it must be hard for them when these flavors collide and then they have to kind of trap the can around the smash point.
Yeah.
It's got to be quick.
It's colliding!
Jeff, say the name of those two first two flavors. What was the first? Uzo?
Citrus Yuzu. Yuzu is like a Japanese citrus, I believe.
Mm. Is it a fruit? Oh, it's like, okay, oh, it's Yuzu a fruit, looks like a lemon type of a thing. All right. And then what was the other one? Sounded like pomegranate, but it wasn't.
Pomegranate.
It was.
Pomelo?
Tropical Pomelo. P-O-M-E-L-O. I've never heard of that either. What's a pomelo?
I just wrote a P, and pomelo is the first suggestion.
This is another citrus.
This looks a bit like, well, one of them's huge here. This looks like a sort of a big coca, no, not a coca, grapefruit.
Grapefruit. Hey, hold on.
What is it? People ask, what does a pomelo taste like? In general, pomelos taste very much like grapefruits.
If
done.
These fruits are over our heads. If we don't get the references, what chance does the common man have?
Does Gen Z have? Come on.
Yeah. But they sound good. You know, I guess I wouldn't need flavors to be colliding if you're giving me some very interesting Japanese citrus fruit that I've never had before. That's interesting. Maybe you don't need to collide it with something else, White Claw.
I imagine they're wasting a lot of energy like colliding these fruits together and trapping the results.
And these are hard seltzers?
These are all, you know, the same as always, 100 calories, 1 gram of carbs.
They should have made fruit isolations. We were able to trap just one fruit.
I think that's just buying a fruit.
Yeah, I did one of those today. I bought an apple.
If these are more hard seltzers, I think I am hoping these pair well with my kitchen sink drain, because that's where they're going. I'm not doing any more hard seltzers.
Michael.
Nope. No thanks.
Nope.
I don't like the originals. I'm not going to like the whack out flavors, man.
This is White Claw we're talking about, though, not Bud Light seltzer. Right.
I heard what you said. I don't like seltzers.
I think White Claw deserves my attention. I got to give it up. Mm-hmm. I got to hand it to
him. Give it up for the claw.
Give it up.
God, that song has a good organ counter melody. Oh, God. You got to really listen for it, though.
Do you need to really like it? It's in there.
That's front and center, baby.
It still helps to really listen close.
Well, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to get into the drink of the day?
This is a good one, and it's been coming for a couple weeks now. We've been talking about this.
It's been building.
Curious about it. ever curious.
It's sort of like Booze News takes center stage. Like the pod has become the subject of the pod. I love seeing these sorts of drinks that come from the hosts.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's kind of like the Zeitgeist thing we were talking about before. It's the show has now created this drink that's, yeah, this is good.
Mike, how did your life change after you presented listeners with the Russian root, which you had created?
Oh, in ways I could never have expected.
Tim, the freedom root.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Oh my God. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Freedom root drink.
Thank you.
Good drink. And it's good. It's put me in the limelight. It's put me in the conversation of the Sam Roths and the Sams, the Sam Adamses.
Yeah.
all the Sams, yeah.
All the Sams, really.
Folks, the drink of the day here on episode 76 of the Sloppy Boys podcast is the Calpe cordial.
I've heard big things,
and not even from you guys. I've heard a lot about it
out on the street. When you hear that the Calpe cordial, like we talk about this with all kinds of cocktails, but like, so what comes to mind? Who, what, where? What's the image you kind of associate?
Yeah, like who? What kind of guy drinks this? Maybe a guy wearing a Tabasco shirt, sitting in the living room with his wife. Mm-hmm. Nobody else has ever had one of these. One of those guys
panicking that Batman is going to take it all away from him.
nerve wrangled, jangled,
in sweat,
miserable in his little home.
I gotta say, for the release here, Tim, you're wearing a nice. Just a black polo, which is unlike you. You usually do something big and flowery, but this is nice. This is like
he's in his Steve Jobs era.
Exactly.
No, you know what it is? It buttons down. Uh-huh. It's not a polo. It's a full button down. But I was thinking that I wanted to look like the bartenders at Bird's. Remember Brennan?
Yes.
And Sam. They used to always wear Bob.
Bob.
They used
to
always wear these short sleeve. Were they brothers?
I thought they were.
Damn. Yeah. Blood brothers, probably.
Hmm. At least, very least.
Yeah.
Well, I guess for me, when I hear Calpe cordial mentioned, what comes to mind, the type of person who would drink it is maybe like sort of a, maybe a one-time Emmy nominated writer, maybe a two-time WGA award nominee. Yeah. Maybe perhaps... One time brought Starbucks coffee for the entire cast and crew of a music video shoot.
Right, that type of guy.
Is it the type of guy who would have seen Colin Farrell and his, you know, at-home coolness?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and that a type of guy that would have driven a convertible 1989 Chrysler LeBaron to Colin Farrell's house on that day.
The type of guy who would scream, DuckTales is on, to his family as a child.
To let his parents know that his favorite cartoon was on in case they wanted to run in and watch.
The type of guy who dresses like the bartenders he used to like.
The type of guy, let's put it this way. If you had to choose one thing, it's like the type of the guy.
Yeah.
This is a warm, caring. This is a guy who says stuff like, you meet him, he says, what is up? Because he has a curiosity about you, and he wants to connect on an emotional level.
Empathy.
Okay?
Gushing with empathy.
Well, is this the same type of guy who says, what is up, but then has gone on tapes, told us that when he sees people on the street, he avoids saying anything real.
Consequence.
It's the type of guy that will see a good friend on the street, someone he hasn't talked to in 3 years, and he'll just hold up his coffee and say pep it up. He won't ask his friend about his friend's new baby or wife. He will hold up a coffee and say, pep it up. But, okay, so that's the type of a guy. Now, the circumstances for a Calpe cordial, this is a little more broadened. I would say it's meant to be sort of enjoyed in a warm, festive environment among family and friends. You know, you kind of make a tray of them. You share them with the people who are important in your life, you know? So, as we hear about this drink today, slopheads, this is one to learn for when you are, let's say you're kind of a young slophead, you're home from school, you know, and you gather around all your old hometown flames.
Home from college, not middle school or grammar school. Yeah.
You're home from a hard day at kindergarten, and you make let's say perhaps you're an old slophead, you know, you kind of get up off of your deathbed and you make a round of these for all the doctors and nurses who've been keeping you
attending
alive.
To you. Yeah.
But it's the show gratitude. And I think everyone knows that about this drink, but what they don't know is the history. So maybe I'll walk you through it.
This is a thank you drink. Okay.
Ariana Grande has that song that's like, thank you, drink.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Yep.
just checking Spotify, and it is her top song. Okay.
Yeah. And what is this? No other songs. That's interesting. Huh. I could have sworn. Hmm. Okay, the history of the drink. Let me paint a picture for you guys, okay? So it's...
Matisse over here. I love it.
It's the Friday of Thanksgiving weekend, 2021. Ooh. A young hotshot comedy writer is out in the dusty desert late at night. He goes to Pappy and Harriet's with Jessica, okay? He takes a ribeye to the dome.
So we don't know the comedy writer's name, but we know Jessica is there. He's,
whoever he is. Oh, no, I forgot to mention, the boy in the story is me!
This is happening. Oh, wow. God. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I had a ribeye and I had a couple of whiskey sours.
You take the egg option?
And but here's the thing. I didn't take the egg option.
Take the ice option?
I took the egg. I'll tell you what. Just yesterday, I brought up on my phone Leo drinking whiskey sours in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I laughed out loud again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eight goddamn fucking whiskey sours? Could have three or four? Had to have eight? Had to have eight? God, that's funny. Okay, so I'm drinking. Pappy and Harriet's, for anyone who doesn't know, is this very fun saloon, bar, music venue, barbecue place out in Pioneertown in the desert in California. We're drinking, we're having a fun time on this holiday Friday night, but here's the problem, guys. We got the car with us, okay? I'm driving, so I can't cut loose to the full extent that I want to. So
I'm responsible, Tim. I like that. I like to hear that.
Young slobheads, listen to this. I truly don't ever fuck with drinking and driving. Two drinks, Timmy's getting in an Uber. But the deal out there is like there's no Ubers. You're at Pioneertown is very isolated and Yucca Valley is a teeny town. So I say, how about this? We drive back to our motel and then we ditch the car at our crappy little motel. We walk to a local watering hole and we get all tanked up over there. Mm-hmm. But we do this plan. We go to this like bar in Yucca Valley that's right by our crappy motel. Full record scratch moment. We walk in. And it was locals, big old bearded locals.
And they were like city folk.
They looked at me in my pretty little mouth. And it really was, I felt like immediately uncomfortable. And then I go up to the bar and I said, hey, can I get a Maker's on the rocks? And because I had enough whiskey sours that I didn't want to fuck around with any more sour. Mm. And the lady, the bartender goes into this spiel. It was like, this is a beer bar. We do not sell liquor. Whoa. We are a cash only establishment. And before you ask, no, we do not have an ATM. That would make things too easy on you.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Fucking yelled it out. So like everyone, like to embarrass me, like everyone looked at me.
It's like it's like a live, like, do we serve water type of a real life.
Yeah. Coyote Ugly.
Wow.
So I'm like the preppy yuppie that got shot out of Coyote Ugly with the seltzer gun. the truth is I did have cash on me and I do like beer, but I kind of was cheesed out by that. So I was like, whatever, I'm fuck off, you know? So we're walking out of there.
Oh, so you bailed. That's great.
I bailed. I don't give my fucking Emmy winning money.
Where is that Emmy? Do you have,
it was a nomination and I didn't win it, Mike. Thank you. I have a piece of paper somewhere that says that I was nominated. I should have that framed and blown up.
You should have it shrunk down and have it in your wallet in case of these sorts of situations.
I might have it shrunk down and hang it on my dick. Oh. Okay. So we're walking home and I go, hey, COVID. I'm walking home and I say, ooh, I remembered. I brought some little Sailor Jerry nips in my bag. Oh. So let's stop at 7-Eleven and get some mixers. And we poke into 7-Eleven. I scan the fridge.
Was that a mirror turning around?
Yeah, 360 society mirror. Cherry Cola, I see. Cherry Coke. Coca-Cola brand Cherry Coke.
A fine drink on its own.
Really good. Maybe perhaps won our Patreon episode of Best Soft Drink.
I think you're right, because I think two of us had it.
Yeah. So I got that. went back to the hotel room, did the thing. It's so fun in a hotel room. You get the ice bucket, you know, you get the little bathroom plastic cups and you're mixing up a drink. kind of like John Candy and Steve Martin taking their little nips to the dome. But I go, I mix them up and I drink. So Sailor Jerry and Cherry Coke. And they're, it just struck both me and Jessica as like kind of weirdly good. Like, you know, one liquor, one mixer, but it was very... We were like, this is good. And there's like a synergy between the spiced rum and the cherry cola that it's an elevated rum and Coke that has a little bit of
warmth.
I want to say festive cheer and warmth to it. And it was a, you know, weird, dusty desert hotel room, but we're having a warm, that's why I called it the cordial. It makes you feel cordial, you know?
Is that what a cordial means? Is that what?
No, a cordial is like a liqueur or a schnapps. It's like a
yeah, but like,
spirit.
Why do I always associate the word cordial? I mean, the word cordial means like warm and pleasant, right? Or festive. Right.
So maybe the first person
full of
named
cordial.
Yeah.
But why is it associated with cherry? Or is it?
Because like I don't just I think cherry schnapp, like a cherry cordial.
Like I mean, aren't cherries welcoming and pleasant, Jeff? I think.
Yes, Jeff. When someone visits your home, do you not hand them a cherry upon entrance?
Yes, we do. That's what we do.
Yes, and they always enjoy it.
They better. Every time I go to Jeff's, I'm like, just fucking trying to get that cherry down just to make him happy. Did you finish every last bite? Yeah, it's basically one bite.
Swallow the pit.
I'll go to Jeff's and he'll hand me. I say, yes, okay, this isn't the strangest fruit to give someone upon entrance in their home.
Probably more of one of those yuzu fruits would be a little more... Okay, so I get back to LA after this weekend. I say, that was good. I'm going to keep drinking these. And what works for me is I get the Cherry Coke Zero, because you guys know I'm trying to get rail thin. I'm talking skinny so you can count my bones.
Even thinner? I don't think that's possible.
I'm trying to get to the point where it's like we're worried about Tim.
Yeah.
I'm worried more about what's going on below the neck rather than... What's going on in that brain kind of rattling around up there?
Well, below the neck. The brain's dipping down below the neck.
Did I say above? I meant above the neck.
I got a lot of action above the neck and below the belt, but really nothing in the middle there. So you can make kind of the low-cal version, but below then the I told belt. You guys...
Yes, you've got fantastic knees, Tim.
When I was on my big Di Serono kick, I was splashing a little amaretto on top.
I remember that.
And then here's the thing. You don't have to float anything on top. You do it OG stylies, original stylies. That's great.
But it
is fun if you scan your brain for the sort of warm things you have, your Grand Marnier, maybe an Amaro, maybe a SoCo, something kind of warm. You can always float it on top, but you don't have to.
Hey, I have an idea, Tim. I don't want to be throwing variations at you early in the episode. Hey, put a little fireball on there.
Dude, that's fucking good.
That is a good idea.
That's fucking Pitbull stylies.
You know what? I might do that for round two. Holy shit.
Yeah, I might do that for round one, motherfucker. That's perfectly on. It's warm. It's festive. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Tim, here's the thing. The genius of what you've cooked up here is that these are two readily available ingredients, but they have specificity. You're not saying grab any old rum and any old Coke. You're saying you need a spiced rum and a cherry Coke. And I'll tell you what, any gas station worth its salt is going to have that shit.
Hell yeah. And that's why I want to be up there with the fucking, you know, I talked before in the pod how I was like tinkering and making the recipe fancy. Then I realized, no, Tim, if you want the Calpe Cordial to be a drink of the people, you want it in the future. It goes tequila soda, vodka soda, whiskey ginger, Calpe cordial, boom, beesh, boosh,
nice.
Beesh, boosh.
Yep.
Okay? Boosh.
Okay?
The IBA is going to be fucking recognizing this thing. And I'll say this about the Coke. If you can't find cherry Coke, you know, I've done it with wild cherry Pepsi, works great. I've done it with normal Coke and I splash in. So I've got Trader Vic's maraschino syrup. That's probably the best. And... Yes, you can do grenadine. That's a little more the Batman territory, a little bit Gotham style.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, thank you.
That's
don't
what
even
you're
want
doing
to talk
over
about
the AMC theaters.
Yes, forget that.
Oh, I am so over. That is like Olivia Rodrigo. That's like Liv Rod shit. Okay, it's the thing of the past.
It don't look in the rear view. You're looking forward to the future.
Let's look forward to my recipe. Here it is, Slopheads. Write it down. 1.5 ounces of spiced rum. Now, that can be Sailor Jerry, Captain Morgan, Admiral Nelson, you know, Commander Jones.
Any nautical rum.
Any nautical man. And notice I said 1.5 ounces. That's a shot. Seafaring
Frank is the one I got.
He's good. He's actually really good.
Yeah, that's a nice, easy measurement.
I have cabin boy, Carl. Anyway, I feel like I've learned that most cocktails start with 2 ounces of a base spirit, but this is one of the few cocktails where if you make it too strong, you don't taste the cherry anymore. So you kind of, it's almost nice to make it kind of weak sometimes.
Interesting.
After the spiced rum, cherry Coke to the top. Okay, top up. I'm not giving you a specific measurement because this is like a tequila soda, vodka soda, whiskey ginger.
That was an ounce and a half. That's a shot of rum, you say.
Rum. Yeah. Spiced rum. I'm going to be using Sailor Jerry. You guys got spiced Captain Morgan?
Rumkins. What do
you
got? I got Captain Morgan, and I'm so happy to use it. I've had this bottle for like 3 years and never used it.
Is it a big handle?
Yeah, it's a big dumb handle I got from like a bachelor party or something like that. I was like, I'll take it. Haven't touched it.
Captain Morgan was a big part of our like college experience. And yeah, it's just.
I really thought I'd use it.
What is it that you and the captain make it happen? Is that the name?
Oh, yeah.
Or the slogan?
That's Captain Crunch.
That's Captain Crunch. No, it was everyone's got a little captain in them. You like they were like lifting their knee into the
air. Yeah. Well, you make it happen too with this captain. All types of captains. Okay. This. I got a pint of Captain Morgan's, and it came in that one of those like kind of thin looking, almost like what do they fucking call those? What are those things called where you unscrew the top and you fit it right in your pocket? It's like a
flask.
It had that kind of feel, and I slipped it in my pocket when I left after I paid for it, and I was like, oh, this is like it feels like an 80s 90s movie guy who has like a flask of whiskey or something in his pocket.
That's cool. You should be one of those guys.
Yeah.
Well, he was that day.
It's kind of funny if you're stealing little sips of Captain Morgan spiced rum.
Oh, right. I told you guys the time I went to the fireworks and I had I put some Captain Morgan's in a Coke.
Right.
The cop smelled it and said, vanilla Coke, good choice.
Ah, yes.
So it's already got a warmth to it.
Well.
Wait, but okay. Tim, about the to the top thing.
Yep.
I have a classic DOF glass, double old fashioned.
Perfect.
I'm going to load it up with cubes, but here's the thing. I think I'm going to do a double. I think I'm going to do 3 ounces and then go to the top with that.
Double troll.
Perfect.
Okay, cool.
It tends to
just run it by the guy. You know?
Yeah, we don't get sit down with the inventor very often. A lot of them don't answer our emails, but
I've found that I like to really always pack my glass with ice. Mm-hmm. And I've found with this drink.
Yeah, Pac-Man.
Although, you know, sometimes I also said that you don't want to make this drink too strong, so I guess slopheads, I'm not gonna ride you too hard if you don't put enough ice. But I just like, you know, when you're making a cocktail, put ice in there. Sometimes you look at a cocktail and it's like, you know, those moon shaped cubes that come out of a fridge, and it's like if there's like two of them floating around in a
make it hard to drink. And when those moon shaped when the curve of the moon shaped cube rides the glass exactly and prevents the fucking drink from going into your mouth.
That's no good. A good album title for us. The Curve of the Moon-Shaped Cube.
It just hurt people's heads just even reading it.
The Curve of the Moon-Shaped Cube. It's mostly like just ambient music and poetry.
The Curve of the Moon-Shaped Cube.
To answer you, though, Jeff, it tends to be about 2-to-1 soda to rum, just based on the amount of room left between your cubes. But do it to taste. I'm not giving you a super specific specification there, but here's the method, folks, with your spiced rum and your cherry Coke. Pour rum in an old-fashioned glass filled with ice. That's a lowball glass. Topped with cherry Coke. Garnish or float in a manner that reflects your own personal style.
I like this.
So if you don't garnish, no shame in that. That's original styles. That's Calpe cordial.
Hey, it doesn't,
that's beloved.
Doesn't speak well of your character.
Well, hey, come on. Who am I to judge?
To not have your own stylies.
It's fine if you don't, if you're an uninteresting person. That's the world needs them too. But I think that, you know, it's fun to garnish. I mentioned all my little floats. Sometimes it could be amaretto or Grand Marnier, Morrow or Fireball. But other times, hey, I'm going to be putting cherries up there because I think it's the perfect garnish for a nice warm cherry drink. But let's say you got your favorite swizzle stick. Maybe you're a tiki person and you like the little umbrella. And you can get you. This came to me because you guys suggested I should top mine with a guitar pick. And I do have a nice little heart-shaped red guitar pick that I might put on top of there too and say, because I'm a guitarist, you know? And it tells people around me, I make music.
If you're a computer programmer, maybe you put like a USB thumb drive on the corner of your glass.
Yes, that's exactly.
Or you pop a key off your computer keyboard, pop that in there. Ooh.
Let's say you're a gambling man and you love to hit Vegas. How about you put a couple dice up top?
Ooh, that's nice. I'm looking here. I'm usually sort of feeling sick or something. How about I put a little bit of my Neosporin in there?
Yes. Yes. Is it is that the pain relieving kind or is it just
That is original ointment.
Okay, original ointment stylies. That's perfect for you.
Pretty original guy. Classic.
Whatever reflects your own personal style, this is your chance, but you don't have to. That is the long and short of it. Ooh. That is the drink I've laid out.
I'm ready to... that's the ice cubes.
Yeah.
And then here's the drink.
I'm a little bit ready to like a...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, you've had enough of these.
Whoops.
Act like that.
You act like that?
You act like that with me?
You behave that way here? No, not now.
On my pod.
All right, folks. Let's go mix up these Calpe cordials. I can't wait to talk about them.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you after these messages.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
back with Calpe Cordials, feeling warm and inviting.
Oh, you know, I measured this time and it was actually 3-1.
Whoa.
So
mine's more like 2-1.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what I had said in segment one, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. did you do any garnishes, or did you choose to go original stylies?
I garnished. I did. I've been having a lot of fun in the kitchen lately, so I put a little spatula in mine.
Beautiful.
And you have
mentioned with your egg bakes and your vegetarian cuisine.
That's right. It's on. It's top of mind what I do in the kitchen.
I also love that it's red. It kind of fits with the color scheme. Thank you. Jefferson, your stylies?
See, I kept it very simple because I want to get a nice read on this, but yes. I got to have but I needed to have a garnish. Mm-hmm. So I threw in a very simple, very classy Luxardo.
Oh my God. Elegance unlimited.
Perfect. Is that sunk at the bottom? Is that what where we're looking at?
It's sort of amongst the cubes right now.
It's trapped in the ice.
We got to fish it out from the cubes.
There's only one way to get it out.
Tim, what do you got going on? That looks nuts.
I went cherry stylies, but I wanted to give it my own personal flair. I'm kind of an indulgent guy, so I put like 8 or 10 cherries in there.
Yeah, this guy has more cherries than cubes.
Eight or ten cherries, you go, wow, wait.
8 or 10. So I would say on average, like possibly like 9.
Okay.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bottoms up.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's very good. That's very good.
Do you feel like a kind of a warmth, like taking over your body and making you feel cordial?
I do feel cordial. Here's the thing. The warmth, and I understand the warmth is more of a feeling, not the temperature. But I had a chilled glass, and I put a lot of ice and a very cold Coke. This might be too cold of a drink right now.
Mike, your lips are turning blue, dude.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
You know, I tell you this, I was thinking too, when I had a jar of maraschino cherries I was loading up, and I said I could have just, you know, used the normal Coke and drip, a little bit of this maraschino juice.
Well, if you got cherry Coke,
yeah,
you gotta want to use that recipe.
I feel like I should have maybe put too much Coke in cherry Coke in this.
Really?
Like I'm not getting the spiced rum really at all.
I think I did a little too much spiced rum. You know what? I'm just gonna go grab my little bottle of cherry Coke and see if I can do a little tweak.
Yeah, top off as you sip, and that way you can lock in your perfect.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna customize my drink and put a little more of the spiced rum in there.
Just great. I'm gonna hold it down solo here for a little.
Yeah,
bit.
You riff, man. Just riff.
Yeah. Okay, Mike Dunn. Hey guys. It's Tim.
And
here.
I'm back.
Jeff's here. I'll tell you this. Cherries are delicious. I've eaten 7 of them. Okay, Jeff's gone again, guys. I wanted to say, go easy on Mike and Jeff. They're doing their best, but just bear with them, okay? Jefferson.
Hey.
I wanted to show you guys as we are, it was really exhilarating to like learn about, I liked learning about the two of you through your stylies, and I wanted to show you, I snapped a few pictures of cordials that I've made before, and I'll show you on my phone here. Here was,
the warmth just showed
you're
up.
You're getting the warmth. Yeah, okay, now. So you had to add more spiced rum. Jeff has to add more cherry Coke. It's that perfect.
Yeah, which is weird because this isn't. Maybe I just didn't do an ounce and a half correctly. I think I did, but.
Well, you see, the creator of this recipe didn't give you a standard measurement. He said top up. So
yeah,
Tim. For me.
Yeah.
3-1 is where it's at. That's just, we got the shit wired over here.
So yeah, mine is 3-1, and it tastes like the way that I want it to. So let's go ahead and say slopheads. It's, again, it's your thing. You do whatever. No one's going to tell you how to make a vodka soda.
It's your thing.
So you can always tweak what you want. But
same brain.
Let's say you want to be like a pretentious, waxy mustache type of guy about the Calpe Cordial. You go, it's got to be 3-1. It's got to be 3-1. Otherwise, I won't drink it. It's piss.
Ooh, man, that good.
Here's the pictures I want to show you guys. First, this was just some classy ones where I had some nice red swizzle sticks and some Luxardos that were on
toothpicks. Oh,
wow. That looks like
that looks ready for the magazines.
Yeah, that was kind of gourmet magazine stylies.
Tim, and promise me you will post that.
I promise you. Here's one that was on your recommendation. This was guitar pick stylies. little red guitar pick.
Oh, I see it.
There.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
I usually use a medium pick when, and those are orange, so I had to use a heavy pick for that, which was fine. Then after that, you know, I was thinking like, hey, how do I show my own personal flair? And in our band, I tend to wear a lot of pairs of sunglasses. So here's a
garnish with some sunglasses. Right.
But then, of course, what hit me for my last one, I said, Tim, what about people who are from Louisiana, you know, and they want to show off that they're from such a wonderful place. I did one Calpe Gorgel with tiny Tabasco bottles.
Hey!
With one of those little nips of Tabasco.
But, how did you perch it on the side of the glass just so?
Well, here's the thing, Jeff. I dropped it in there. It knocked the cube out of the way and it sunk to the bottom. Oh. Then I fished my fat little fingers in there, pulled it out, and then I had to stack the cubes up to make almost like a little cube mountain to rest the bottle on top.
Well,
but
looks
that's
great.
Like Louisiana stylies.
Well, but Tim, also, you got the shot.
All I care about, I am a shutterbug, okay?
You got the shot. I should say the pick idea I had, I also suggested just doing like a triangle of you know, pineapple or something.
You'd said.
Yes.
Just to give it this good. Sort of, that's what it represents. But I don't know if pineapple would be good in this.
Pineapple cherry, sounds pretty good to me.
Well, and it wouldn't even affect the flavor too much. We just have a nice little triangle perched on the side, and it shows people that you love Dole.
You would have voted for Dole.
I've ridden the Dole train at the Dole plantation on Oahu.
Hey, you ever had a Dole whip?
Yeah.
Love them.
Never had.
You know, here's what I learned. That you can't just sell a Dole whip anywhere because they're branded, and I learned this at work the other day. I've had Dole Whips at the only three places where they are sanctioned to be sold.
Disneyland,
then the Dole Plantation in Hawaii, and then the fucking some place like a random place in Palm Springs.
Oh, really?
Oh, Dole's.
Dole's hole.
The Dole.
The Dole hole.
This is good.
Do you think, should we officially say 3-1? Does that make it a stronger recipe? 3-1.
I think it makes it a more, you taste the spiced rum in there because you chose spiced rum for a reason, the taste. Right.
Because I didn't just go any old Bacardi off the fucking shelf.
Ooh, I'm enjoying this, Tim.
Do you feel cordial?
Yeah, if anyone showed up at my door, I'd say, come in, man, and know me better.
So the interesting thing about this drink, It's like, I think of rum as a tropical drink, and that's like, you don't, like a warm drink, it makes me think of like a Christmas drink, which this certainly doesn't, but like.
Well, these are interesting points, Mike, but might I just remind you, rum, the colonial America rum is coming up and it's served in New York taverns and stuff like that, and it makes its way in to, let's not forget, eggnog and Tom and Jerry's and some Christmassy type stuff.
Right. Okay. Right.
You got your, you know, spiced rum, yeah, Christmassy. White rum, I'm in the islands.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I like about this drink? Calpe Cordial. It came out of adversity. It came out of somebody at the bar telling you, no. It came out of Batman, the corporation,
we don't like the way
saying,
you
we
are.
Do it first. Yeah, we do first. Yeah. But it's cordial. You took the upper hand here, or the better hand. Upper hand, you took the higher road, let's say.
There
that.
You go, yeah.
I'm
and
like,
you're cordial about it.
I'm like Michael Jordan. You know, you tell me I can't do something. I say, okay, that's fine. That's the way you want to play.
Dunked,
okay.
And you dunked on
And I'll dunk on ya. And
on
the
ass.
Warm front, I want to be clear. I don't consider this, like, it's not a Christmas drink, but it is. It's a way to conjure that, you know, when it's a little too early, it's not Thanksgiving yet, or it's like a little later in the winter. It's you know, late March or even early April. And you're thinking, I don't know what time of year. It's not like spring has fully sprung.
I feel like
yet.
I'm in a fucking no man's land here.
Yeah, well, help me out.
Yeah, when the hell is spring? April?
Just throw me a bone. I don't know. And I feel like spring, we act like spring's happening, but it's really like May, you know?
Yeah.
You always get that fake out thing. I remember that from living in New York, but especially when we went to Ithaca College, there would be like a day that was warm in early April and everyone would be out on the quad playing guitar, throwing this frisbee around. 2 days later, snow. Sorry, folks.
I got news for you here.
Booze news?
Well, no, this is weather news. No, seasonal news. First day of spring this year, March 20th. Already happened.
Equinox.
I think it's April. I thought it was April. How come no one wished me happy spring? What the hell's going on here? Nobody remembers spring anymore?
I mailed you something, but...
That hasn't gotten here yet.
Have you ever done the thing? I remember being a kid and being at my dad's friend's house.
And he was I didn't spend much time at your dad's friend's house.
You didn't go over to Neil Rubenstein's house?
not much time over there.
I actually don't know. Maybe it could have been Michael Weiss.
I would go over there to borrow his lawnmower, borrow some tools.
No, who was it? It was Sherritt Chase. Anyway, listen. Sherritt Chase. He said that it's the equinox and you can balance an egg.
I've heard that too.
Because like the magnetism of the universe is such that you could balance an egg on a table.
Like sticking straight up, right?
I don't like that. That feels witchy to me.
No.
Ooh.
That's dark sided.
That's dark. Wait, who says that?
That was an episode of Wife Swap we all watched.
Oh, that lady that has that crazy tirade.
Remember?
It's dark sided.
It's dark sided. She's not Christian. That's good television.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine?
Folks, check out that 15-year-old episode of Wife Swap.
It's online.
That lady was losing her shit. Could you imagine the producers being like, yeah, lady, you're right. Keep going. Yeah. This is good.
That's on YouTube. You can look up, I think, just Wife Swap and then She's Not a Christian or something. This lady, she gets wild.
Not Christian! You guys are Christian, right? Before I lose my shit?
Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Born and raised.
That should be known to everyone listening. All three sloppy boys attended Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tim, I think we have... Earlier we were talking about the zeitgeist in general and then how this drink fits into it.
Mm.
And, you know, we talk about here, this drink is a little more far and wide than you would think.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, there is an artist, a sort of newer artist, who put out a song recently. I think it's on Spotify, but I ripped it off YouTube. But I got it here if we want to take a listen.
I would love to, and I am a Spotify subscriber, so after the show, that's where I can go.
Yeah. The thing I will say about this thing, the artist, towards the end, I think, kind of like, I don't know the whole story, but maybe tripped on something and felt something got a little funky at the end.
Okay, no, that's just at the end. But until then, it's just it's basically. I thought Calbee Cordial hadn't really gone too far and wide, but you're saying that this song might prove otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those songs too, where you know, it's really hooking into that feeling, that sort of the specific moment right now. That's like, what is this drink? What is it? We're sort of teaching about it, learning about it. Yeah, so.
Because it's a drink that makes you think, what? Why? What?
At this moment, who? Right now. Who right and now. When and which?
Hmm. All
right. There's a brand new drink and it's making the rounds. Don't know if it's optional with the ice. Nothing left to do, so let's just drink them down. A, B, C, D, E, Cal Corge is the drink, and we hope it doesn't stink. Almost taken by Batman, the one with patent sand. Cordial, take a sip, that means put it to your lip. Then just tip the glass back, it's a very simple task. Enjoy! Yeah!
Oh!
That must have been what you were talking about.
That must have been.
That was Gail. We did do some Gail Watch 2022 this week. Of course, I skipped it in Booze News because I had this. I kind of wanted to sit on it. It didn't seem appropriate to do early on. But yeah, we found this, and Gail is into, well, she shouldn't be doing it. She's 17 years old. She should not be drinking.
No.
Right. No, we don't condone that.
But is there a version of this, Tim?
What?
Yeah.
Is there a virgin version of this drink?
Oh.
a virgin version. Basically what you want to do, old-fashioned glass full of ice, top up with cherry cola. That's Gale
style.
And
put a spatula in it.
Yes, and if you are a budding home chef, put a red spatula in there.
Yeah. Wait. You might be thinking, top what up? The ice. That's what you're topping up.
Finish off that ice. You were about to have the ice, but no.
Top the up. Ice, you goon.
I like hearing Gail. Was Gail doubling her vocals this time? I like the mm-hmm. sound.
Yeah,
cool.
she's really rich.
She's sound.
On. She's moving on to new things.
What a nice little organic earworm. Mm-hmm. A B C D E. Was it Kelp Corge?
Kelp Corge. Yeah, the drink is called the Kelpy Cordial.
No, I know.
Yes, but so it rhymes because F U forget right. you fuck you Kelp Corge.
Kelp Corge. It's a drink, and we hope it doesn't stink. See, that's what I'm saying. They don't know about it yet. People don't know.
Yeah, cutting edge.
It's so new. They've heard about it, but they haven't had it.
It's so in the moment.
Wow. Yeah. Fuck.
Mmm.
Well.
Mmm.
You know, when you said, like, there's this drink, and then there's also, like, the zeitgeist, sometimes I get confused between the two, even.
I know.
Like, are, like, they even the same thing?
Yeah. I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
They are. Today, they are.
It's great we're getting in on the ground floor of this drink, and all the listeners are too. And I think I'm going to experiment with some new stylies for round two.
Me too. Ooh. I'm gonna try a floater this time.
What Me floaters too. You putting in there?
Here's an idea. I just did a quick scan of my liquor shelf, and I said, sweet, warm. What would go good in this? And I looked, because I've done Grand Marnier, and I've done Amarettos and Amaros and stuff. My eyes landed on, this is kind of perfect because it's a thing I don't know what to do with it most of the time. I got this big bottle of Trader Vic's macadamia nut liqueur.
Wow.
Nutty, warm, sweet. It's very sweet, so I'm only going to do a drizzle.
Tim, you're going down the check marks in my head. Nutty, check. Warm, check. Sweet, check.
Yeah, this is how I describe you, Jeff.
Jeff Dutton, who is that? Yeah, nutty, warm, sweet.
You know the guy. He's nutty, warm, and sweet.
That's the guy, and his hair is always changing color. Big purple pea.
Purple pea. If you listen to the blowout, for those non-patrons right now, they're going, what the fuck are they doing over there in the blowout? This is insane over there. Yeah, it kind of is, and we kind of love it.
And hey, as long as we're talking about the Patreon, we got our second pay pig forking over $100 a month for no perks over there. So you could say that our little sty is filling up quite nicely, isn't
Ooh,
it?
Yes,
that's right. Wait, so a floater is just kind of a little dropper?
Think like a little... of a, remember at the restaurant in Mexico City, they had the Cadillac margarita. It was a margarita, and then they take a shot of Grand Marnier and just gently pour it over the top so it doesn't even mix in. It just sits on the top.
I'm going to go see what I have, but I think I've got an idea for a floater.
By the way, rest in peace, Mexico City. Have you guys been to Encanto?
Encanto is
love
a
the movie.
I mean, I'm enjoying Encanto, but it's a place for a $17 cocktail and a $100 dinner.
What?
It's a little much for the J-Man.
Yeah.
I ordered a whiskey and a beer. I think it was a whiskey and a beer. It shows up on a brass tray with two lines of salt.
Lines of cocaine.
Oh, they did like a cocaine joke.
It's like, come on.
Oh,
guys.
Like I was making a joke, but like they're trying to do like
yes,
a cocaine.
Yes, they're trying to do like a cocaine nod.
And it was like a bottle of Coke and then your glass with ice and
yeah,
it
and
was
I
all separated.
The shit.
And yeah, and you sort of and then it was weird because you were like really coked up the rest of the night.
Well, I'm gonna be with you guys next week. I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, that's going to be fun, by the way. Folks, you're going to be hearing some live IRL episodes coming up. Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
All right. I'm going to go make another one.
Yeah, let's do it. Round two.
Let's go.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Back with round two of the delicious Calpe cordial.
Yeah. Delicious. I like this.
Bodes well for final thoughts, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think we had our final thoughts. All right. I have the Calpe cordial in hand, and I said, what should I float here while I... Tonight, I introduce Calpe to Mr. De Kuyper, a little triple sec going
up. Beautiful. Oh. Michael, sweet, warm, orange. Love it.
Mm. Very good. Very good.
I like that orange stylies.
I did, as promised, I put in half a shot, 15 milliliters of Fireball. And I stirred it in to test because I was like, is this going to be perceptible? And folks, it is. But you just like a little bit, it's balanced. If you want to bring a little holiday cheer to the Calpe cordial, look no further than a little bit of Fireball.
So now why exactly do you laugh when you said that? look no further.
Tim, it makes me wistful.
Oh, okay. You're looking back good. On good times you've had. I've got the... Oh, yeah, that worked. I did that macadamia nut stuff. I only put the teeniest drizzle, but a little nutty... You know, almost the way that a really good Mai Tai will have that little nuttiness to it. And hey, we're three nutty guys, so why not?
Sure.
Nutty stylies.
Nutty stylies. Now, let me ask you this. When I was getting my cherry Coke today, I wandered by, and the first thing I saw was cherry Pepsi. And I said, oh, that's not exactly what I want, but what if I have to go with that? I did find the cherry Coke. But now, would you say no to something like that?
Or? I'd actually say yes. I know Coke versus Pepsi is a whole fucking thing. But I got it. Because here's the thing.
I actually say yes.
My answer to that officially on the record is yes. And during my months of strenuous test kitchen. Oh, boy.
R&D.
These cordials are hitting me. Mm. Research and development. I did try it with Wild Cherry Pepsi and... I feel like Wild Cherry Pepsi has the cherry comes through more than a Cherry Coke. I think maybe I like Cherry Coke better than Wild Cherry Pepsi, but in the context of the drink, the Pepsi was pretty cherry-ish, which I liked.
Did I see an ad the other day for Coca-Cola coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought I did.
Wait, Mike, I thought you drank one of those on the show. I thought one of you... Jeff, did you bring those?
That was Pabst Hard Coffee, I think.
Oh, yes.
Which I still have in the fridge, by the way. Not something I'm reaching for.
Mm. It's hard to... the coffee
Is it the
drinks-
brown can?
Yeah. Reach for the brown can.
The brown can will do you good. I don't know when to drink that. You know, like when caffeine and booze at the same time is weird. I know we live in the age of the espresso martini, but I feel like if I'm feeling sluggish and I'm going out at like 7 p.m., I will have a Red Bull and then later I'll get drunk, but right. I rarely want to do them at the same time. It gets me all weird.
I've had several espresso martinis between the time I got this Pabst and now. I'm never reaching for that Pabst.
Why do they call it espresso?
Well, the guy here zips you up, gets you on the express lane. But
I've heard that. I read that.
It's a lot of liquid, that tall boy of hard coffee, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you need all that?
It kind of makes you piss. Which is good if you're a piss freak, yes, but. Mm-hmm.
I will give my final thoughts.
Do it.
I will order this again.
Oh, my God.
I will order this again.
This means so much to us over here at Kelby Cordial.
And it's got that rum and coke, Cuba Libre style thing where it's like, you know, if you're having a party or something and you're not going to sit there and measure it out. Oh, let me get my jeweler's loop and make sure. Yeah, splash, and do it with a taste and pass it on. Yeah. Put a pencil in it because your friend's a writer and give it away to somebody.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. It's the Kelby Cordial.
Yeah, it's a good drink to hang loose to, folks. If you want to be a waxy mustache bro, it's 3-1. If you want to be fun, splash around.
You got a nice even axis. Do you want it spicier? Do you want it sweeter, more cherry? Like, you can't fuck it up too much. Once you find once you find your balance, then the sky's the limit.
It's customizable.
This guy's the limit.
That's basically those are my final thoughts. It's great. It's an order again and again and again. It's got flexibility and latitude. You can express yourself with a drink like this. I like it.
Thank you. Now, obviously it's an order again for me. Obviously I like it, but I'm just excited to have tapped into the zeitgeist like this and to know that the slop heads, like there's so many people that listen to the show and I don't know their individual stylies yet, and I look forward to seeing their stylies, you know, like, because hey, let's say you're kind of like quirky, you know, you could come up with all kinds of different stylies, man. Uh-huh.
Well, Tim, you need to figure out the hashtag so people can fucking
hashtag, spell out the word hashtag. That I don't want to use the sign.
Oh, okay. And that might make things a little harder. But
put it in quotes so it's searchable.
Okay.
I knocked my headphones out.
What if, let's do another call to action. When you go to your local bar, ask for the Kelby Cordial and record the results.
Yeah.
And when they say, huh?
And don't go to that place in Yucca Valley that gave me tood. I was going to say, Stylies, Mike, Stylies is your word, by the way. I've made a habit of saying, of introducing our episodes with Stylies, but I got that from you. Do you remember? I feel like that you had a thing in the Comedy Bang Bang room.
Yeah, I was eating pizza in the morning once for breakfast. I said, ooh, breakfast, pizza Stylies.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
That's what it was. But no, you take it and you make it your own Stylies. That's what Stylies is all about.
The cool thing about Stylies is you can use it. You can talk about your breakfast or you can introduce a podcast episode with it. Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Whew. Where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. And not only that, but our monthly bonus episode, Questions for Lennon. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
And I just want to express gratitude for me to the listener and to you guys for giving me this opportunity to present my drink on the show. Coming for me, a one-time Emmy nominee, two-time WGA award nominee, one-time brought coffee for the entire cast and crew of a music video. This really meant a lot for me.
Ooh, Kelpie gratitude.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, Tim. Mm-hmm. I know we were joking earlier, but if you have a hashtag, I think we should come up with a hashtag for people to share their stylies.
The stylies is what you write in the thing. You say, I guess it's hashtag Kelpie Cordial, I wanted to do the alliteration.
Yeah, that's good.
With,
that's good. Just hashtag Kelpie Cordial. Will be
and
good.
It's the official spelling of cordial because doing the two K's was cute, but then it kind of felt like I was a Klan member. So I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say hashtag Kelpie Cordial, and then you write what your stylies is.
Great.
And if it's original stylies, that's cool OG shit. I love that.
Mm. And don't do fake stylies. Like,
they have to be real.
Do your real stylies. Don't be like, oh, water slide stylies. I got a water slide coming out. What are you talking about? What
you
am
can't
I talking
fit
about?
A water slide.
Do a real stylies.
The thing about the Kelpie Cordial is this: the sincerity, folks. You're putting your heart on your sleeve when you make this drink. So why be Mr. Cool when you're making your post?
Right. How do you think he got all those Emmy noms? Because he made. Said a bunch of shit that didn't matter to him. No, he wrote from the heart.
I cut straight to the core.
I was warm and welcoming.
The Academy had no choice but to nominate me.
They appreciate that type of stuff.
I wrote a script about the Emmy Academy, and they were like, whoa, that is so sweet of him.
All right, folks, we'll see you next week, live and in person, all together once again.
Can't wait.
Live and in person. You'll all be there, too.
West Coast stylies.
Ooh.